Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. We have Paul Alexander going to be coming in just a few moments. So tonight on the show, we are going to discuss what's coming up the next following week, and that is Donald Trump. As we all know, Donald Trump is going to face the court, and he has to go in front of the court for his arraignment. And the one thing that we're finding out is there's a lot of interesting stuff happening with Donald Trump himself. Now, even though Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and you know Donald Trump wants to do and say some of the stupidest shit, but everything he's doing is causing him to dig a deeper hole into more legal issues. As a matter of fact, he has even went as far as asking people to give him money to help him with this court indictment. And so he's begging everybody for money, saying that he needs the money to help get him out of jail, to keep him free. Even he tell his members at Mar-a-Lago that their prices for their memberships were going up due to his indictment, to help fund his indictment. This is how desperate Donald Trump is. And the weird part is that Donald Trump just keeps saying some of the most off-the-wall shit. And so they, you know, even the legal department of the Manhattan that is going against him for the Stormy Daniels thing, when you do stuff like this, when you start to say stuff, when you start to put out threats towards judges and the prosecutor and everybody else, guess what happens? Well, you can have more charges brought against you, and those charges can pile up, and you can go into more deeper situations in a court case. So that's what we're seeing that's happening with Donald Trump, is that he's doing more issues that's causing him to dig a deeper hole into possible being arrested. So what happens is when they take somebody into court for an arraignment, a lot of times they need to know, is this person a flight risk? Is he going to leave the country? Is he going to be a danger for the legal system or for the court case? And so what happens here is a lot of times if they know that they're dealing with somebody that is a danger to the system, they can actually lock him up until the court case is over. And they can actually say there is no bond, which means he can't bail out of jail. So this is the kind of stuff that Trump faces. We have no clue really what the charges are brought against Donald Trump because we don't know all of them. But apparently the Republicans do. You know, this is what they think. They truly believe that they know everything that's going on. And, of course, now they're saying that, you know, what Donald Trump did is a political ploy, that Democrats are going against the Republicans and Donald Trump and trying to use this as a political tactic to stop him from running in 2024. I keep hearing this all the time on social media, and it gets really sickening because what he did was a crime, and he has to pay the price as a criminal. I mean, look at his ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels the money that was given to him by Trump, that was basically out of his campaign funds, which is illegal, by the way, was paid to Stormy Daniels through Michael Cohen, through Donald Trump. And so Michael Cohen had to pay the price, but he went to prison. And so now it's time for Donald Trump to pay those prices. It has nothing to do with political or politics. If you break a crime, and it's a serious crime, and you get indicted and you have to go to court, then you have to pay the price. Now, let me just say it like this. If this was Joe Biden, and Captain's going to put the shoe on the other foot, if this was President Joe Biden, and he did this, and he paid off somebody, you know, some girl, to be quiet so it wouldn't interfere with the election, and this was to happen, I can bet your ass that I would actually be pissed off at Joe Biden. I would want him to pay the price for his criminal actions. But it's not Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump. And the problem is that Donald Trump gets away with all these different fucking criminal activity. And people are getting tired of Donald Trump getting away with all these different crimes. I mean, think about it. He has so many lawsuits out there that people are saying it's just getting ridiculous. Donald Trump has to pay the price. And if you're going to be a criminal and you're going to do this kind of shit, well, that's what happens. But the Republicans are really sticking to their guns with wanting to support Donald Trump, and they're trying to make it into a political ploy. I mean, even the guy that Donald Trump wanted to have murdered by his MAGA supporters, the domestic terrorists on January 6th, the guy that was going to be hung at a noose in the fucking parking lot or on the Capitol steps, Mike Pence is even trying to suck Donald's dick. And I don't understand why these guys do this. It has to be either A, Donald has something on him, or there is something about a Cheeto dick that they really like to put in their mouth. But there's something odd about that whole situation. Lindsey Graham, Lady G, the guy that likes to dress up in women's clothes, Lindsey Graham is one of them that's out being this martyr for Donald Trump. And he even went on to an interview, and he went on to an interview, and he went off on the fucking reporter, which is kind of funny, that he went off because this is who Lindsey Graham is. Lindsay, who was the biggest flip-flopper of all times, went in and he said this. Take a listen to Lindsey Graham. So this is Lindsey Graham when he was talking about Donald Trump, and then this is Lindsey Graham 7 years later, flip-flopping.
And I don't know why you like this guy. He's going to take all the problems of the world and put them in a box and make your life better. That's what he's selling. Here's what you're buying. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. He doesn't represent my party. He doesn't represent the values that the men and women who wear the uniform are fighting for. Now, I'm not going to try to get into the mind of Donald Trump because I don't think there's a whole lot of space there. I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office. And I'm a Republican and he's not. He's not a conservative Republican. He's an opportunist. He could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and 25 or 30% of the people would still follow him because he gives a voice to their anger and their frustration. But he's not fit to be president of the United States. Trump gives voice to frustration and anger that's real. He accuses most illegal immigrants of being rapists and drug dealers.
7 years later.
But you need to help this man, Donald J. Trump. They're trying to drain him dry. He spent more money on lawyers than most people spend on campaigns. They're trying to bleed him dry and give money so he can defend themselves. So what's behind all this? Hatred. They tried to destroy Kavanaugh because they wanted to keep the Supreme Court seat open. They're trying to destroy Donald Trump because they fear him at the ballot box. To the conservatives out there, make sure you vote. If you got friends, make sure they vote. If you don't have any friends, go make some friends. But you need to help this man, Donald J. Trump. They're trying to drain him dry. He spent more money on lawyers than most people spend on campaigns. They're trying to bleed him dry. DonaldJTrump.com. Go tonight. Give the president some money to fight this bullshit. This is going to destroy America. We're going to fight back at the ballot box. We're not going to give in. How does this end, Sean? Trump wins in court, and he wins the election. That's how this ends.
How do you get the 34 counts on this, in your view?
How do you do it? You take if you got a pile of crap and you chop it up 34 times, it's still a pile of crap. It's duplicitous charging. They're trying to smear the guy. They're trying to take cases that nobody else would take and resurrect them. This is literally legal voodoo. This is political persecution. This is a combination of political hatred and selective prosecution on steroids. To those who are listening tonight, if you believe Donald Trump is being treated poorly and wrongly, stand up and help the man. Pray for our country. Pray for him. Go to DonaldJTrump.com and give money so he can defend themselves. This is a moment in American history. This is the most irresponsible and dangerous decision by a prosecutor in the history of the country. He's opened up Pandora's box against the presidency itself. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden could be prosecuted under this theory if they were on vacation in South Carolina and made a call to China. This is a danger to the presidency. This is turning the rule of law upside down to destroy a man, Donald J. Trump, who the left fears. Do not let them get away with this. Vote. Show up at the ballot box, DonaldJTrump.com. Give the man some money so he can fight.
The concept of equal justice under the law has Republicans on the verge of tears. But remember, they're the party of law and order. So Lindsey Graham starts off here by saying, without any evidence to support his assertion, that the result of Trump being indicted is that he'll win the presidency again. Now, I've covered this argument before, but this is a common coping mechanism for Republicans whenever Trump is even moderately threatened with accountability. They always insist that him being treated like anyone else would be if they did the same thing is somehow going to make him even stronger than before.
It's only going to help Trump because it just seeds all the media turf to him.
The Democrats thought that this spectacle was going to help.
So they're really going to help President Trump get reelected with this, aren't they?
No, we're going to take the House back, keep the Senate, and the president's going to win because of this BS.
These people are wrong. Pelosi is leading, like I said, a witch hunt. It's ridiculous, and it's going to help the president in the long run.
And so Democrats have no choice but to march forward despite the fact
that it will inevitably destroy them, and they know it will.
Yeah, so I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Trump's impeachment was followed by Trump losing the presidency in historic fashion, as well as Democrats holding the House and gaining in the Senate. So I think it's fair to say it didn't end the way they predicted. And now Lindsey Graham and every other Republican are doing the same thing, telling us that a candidate for president being criminally indicted is actually a great thing. Here's an example of them trying to will this notion that bad news is somehow good news into existence.
I think if there's a mugshot, which there will be, you got to own it. That's got to be the poster. That's got to be – he is an OG. Right. He is a badass. If he's got a mugshot, you might as well go right into it.
Yeah, getting a mugshot is actually a great thing. Got it. Lindsey Graham then goes on to say that the charges against Trump are, quote, a pile of crap. And the fact that he's being charged with 34 criminal counts is just prosecutors in the grand jury chopping it up 34 times. Except one small problem. Lindsey Graham has no clue what Trump has been charged with yet. None of us do. He's telling people not to believe the charges when the charges aren't even public. Republicans aren't even pretending to keep an open mind here or look at the case on its merits. Trump could have been charged with murdering someone, and still these Republicans would just plug up their ears and go, la, 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 la. Lindsey Graham then claims that this is a case that no one else would take. Yeah, I wonder why the Justice Department, then run by Bill Barr, decided against prosecuting Bill Barr's boss, one of the world's great mysteries. I mean, seriously, are we really going to pretend that Trump's own DOJ refusing to prosecute Trump is some exculpatory evidence for Trump here? From the Mueller report to January 6th, Trump's DOJ existed to defend not the rule of law, but Donald Trump himself. Maybe Lindsey Graham should be reminded of that. And of course, Graham ends this pathetic rant the way he started it, asking people to give money to a self-described billionaire. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the grift. It's about squeezing every last dime out of the base. Republicans don't view their supporters as anything other than marks. Steve Bannon was literally indicted for fraudulently soliciting donations to build a wall that was never built. Trump himself reacted to news of his own indictment by fundraising. To the GOP, their base is just a well of untapped funds and nothing more. But what's crazy about this is that this unhinged rant from Lindsey Graham then got even more unhinged when he took to Twitter to then call on Donald Trump to commit more crimes and even start assaulting police officers. How can President Trump avoid prosecution in New York? On the way to the DA's office on Tuesday, Trump should smash some windows, rob a few shops, and punch a cop. He would be released immediately. And of course, this desperate whataboutism is a reference to the George Floyd protest, but it's probably not a great idea to suggest resorting to violence, even sarcastically, to the guy who is literally facing indictment for inciting a murderous mob to descend upon the seat of government. Just, you know, for starters. And while we're on the topic of Lindsey Graham's tweets, I really think that 2023 Lindsey Graham might benefit from having met 2016 Lindsey Graham, who'd previously taken to Twitter to write, "If we nominate Trump, we will get destroyed, and we will deserve it." And I believe the modern-day phrasing of that is, fuck around, find out. And, well, the Republican Party's doing a lot of finding out lately. And, of course, speaking of finding out, let's also not forget that Lindsey Graham himself was a witness in the Fulton County, Georgia investigation into Trump's efforts to steal the election, where Graham also participated in the effort by calling Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. So maybe there's more than one reason why Lindsey Graham seems so personally distraught by the walls closing in on Trump. He may be realizing that there's a lot at stake for him, too, if prosecutors begin to prove that even top politicians aren't above the law. The absolute meltdown from Republicans on this isn't just their cynical desire for Trump to be protected at all costs. It's also the realization that if the dam breaks on this one case, there may be a new precedent to go after a lot of other criminal politicians who thought they could get away with doing things that no one else would be able to get away with. It's almost as if running your political party like an organized crime ring wasn't such a great idea after all. But I'm sure you'll see plenty more panic from these Republican politicians and Republican media figures. Recognize, though, that that's only coming from a place of fear, because nothing scares powerful criminals more than the realization that they, too, can be held accountable for their own actions.
All right, there you go. So that's Lindsey Graham. As you guys got to hear, that Lindsey Graham is a little fucked up, isn't he, see? And this is not just Lindsey Graham. It's all the Republicans that are acting like this. And Donald Trump will be, well, he's indicted. He has to go in on Tuesday. We're going to see what happens with this. I think it's going to be very interesting. And we'll see what happens on this. But really, watch the Republicans. To them, this is a win-win for them. And honestly, I don't think it's going to help Donald Trump for 2024. For if they strip him from the powers, what's going to happen? How is he going to run for president if he's behind bars? Think of that.
Rain me down, you got a lovely face. We're going to your place. And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep it right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top
of it. Yes. Hey, what's happening, Miss Paula Alexander?
Hey, 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 I'm here. It's Bud Elbert. No. you know, that's what he used to say. Hey, hey, hey. Anyway, I just wanted me to say that. I don't know. Out of the clear blue sky. Anyway, other than I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I fell in the wee hours of the morning. I don't see very well. It was dark. I tripped over a step stool, and I'm a little sore today, and I found one or two bruises, but at least I didn't fall on my head. So,
yes.
Yes,
you're lucky.
I am. I am very lucky. So, it took me a minute to get off the floor in the dark.
Oh, my God.
I was a little stunned.
Do you have one of those little help I fall on I can't get up buttons?
I don't.
Oh my God! We have to get you one.
Yeah, and my neighbor who's out is that normally helps me and told me to call her if I need her is out of town. So, you know, I either get my own ass off the floor or. Anyway. Since we were on last time, we have had tornadoes here in Arkansas. Bad ones. And there's like, I think around 20 people killed in Arkansas. Really sad.
That is sad.
Really sad. And all my Arkansas friends in and around Little Rock, in the Little Rock area, or have gone to Little Rock to try and help out, have been sending videos. And the devastation is just, it's really bad. And the bad part about it is right now we have another storm rolling through. Now, it's not supposed to be tornadic. Not supposed to be tornadic, but you have to remember that the tornadoes in Arkansas, around Little Rock, and further east, there's a lot of homes and businesses that have had their roofs destroyed. So this storm rolling through right now do more damage just because of the rain. So,
wow,
it's really sad. It's really sad. So say your prayers for Arkansas if you can find any links online to help people recover. I don't have any on me right now, but if you can find any online, like on Facebook, please donate and help these people, because there's a lot of homeless people right now and a lot of businesses that can't make any money. Because the business is destroyed. So if you guys can chip in and help Arkansas, you would be a love. So anyway.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, let's get to politics. You know, this whole thing with Trump on Tuesday going because he's been indicted. They're saying that he won't be put in handcuffs. That's what they're saying. but all the other stuff, the mugshot, I can't remember what all happens. You will still have to have a mugshot taken. And New York has had, they've had to prepare for this because the security. He is still under the protection of the Secret Service. So you have to remember that when a president or an ex-president goes anywhere, that the Secret Service has to go in ahead of time. They have to go in ahead of time and go through the building and make sure that, or the air and the area, and make sure there's nothing negative going on. That will, you know, that there's no bombs, no weapons, no, nothing in the building. So this is taking a lot. Plus the fact that, you know, there's going to be protesters in the area, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to be able to get very close to the courthouse. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is going, and what's crazy about that is that no other congressperson has said they're going. Just, and now
she must have something really close to Don.
Well, what they're saying, what I've seen on Twitter, like 1,000 people said it. She must be trying to get that VP job if he runs for president. That's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Is that she is showing her loyalty, trying to get that vice president position. And guess what, people? Guess what? Did you know that even though he's indicted and will be a convicted felon, that he can still run for office, president?
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. They're saying he can still run for president even though he'd be a convicted felon. Now, because of the audio that you played, Trump has actually basically put out a threat online. A week or so ago, he put out a picture. Excuse me. It was a side-by-side picture of him and the prosecutor, Alvin Bragg. And on his side of the picture, it shows him holding a baseball bat and aiming it toward the Alvin Bragg picture. That's a threat.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that they took it down, or he deleted it, forced to delete it, or something, took it down. But it is a way, it's just like January 6th. He puts these violent rhetoric out there, these violent words out there, to his base. And what did they do on January 6th? They took it literally and did what he asked. And so you cannot trust Donald Trump to put out a threat against Alvin Bragg and the prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, and not expect a possibility of something happening. But from what I understand is that Alvin Bragg is being protected very well. That he has security force around him and his home and, you know, all that stuff. So hopefully nobody is able to get to him, you know, if they take Donald Trump's word literally. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting. It really is.
Yep, it is. And guess what, people? New York doesn't normally allow cameras in the courtroom. They're allowing cameras in for this.
Good. Good.
Yeah, we all want to see the perp walk. You know what I mean?
Right. And if he acts like an idiot or an asshole, they can actually show this being, you know, live. They can show the way he's acting and everything. So it's kind of like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. You know, you kind of got to see the truth, you know. And honestly, you know, nobody really knew about, like, when it came to, like, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, you're like, well, we just heard what she said, you know. And so we knew both sides of the story, but it really showed – the more of the colorization of it when you've seen it live in the courtroom to know what to believe and what not to believe, in other words.
Right, right. So, and the other thing is, did you bring this up in the opening that the judge is probably going to put a gag order on him? It is against the law to threaten, and that's another, wait a minute, let me get to that. They're saying that because Donald Trump threatened Alvin Bragg, that Alvin Bragg may even bring another indictment against him for that, because it is against the law, to threaten a district attorney.
Oh.
So he may get another one for threatening Alvin Bragg. So, and you know, of course, the MAGA crowd is going to go crazy if that happens, because they're going to say that, well, that Alvin Bragg is doing it just because it was a threat against him. No, people, it is actually against the law to threaten a district attorney. And Alvin Bragg, district attorney. He's the state district attorney. Or city. He may be the city district attorney. Anyway. It is against the law. So they're saying he may do it again. They're also saying that because Donald Trump has basically threatened Alvin Bragg, not only with that picture, but with words in roundabout ways. You know how Trump is. You know, this must stop and all that kind of crap that he does. Well, they're saying that because of that also, that Alvin Bragg is, or that the judge may put a gag order on him. And a gag order, if you don't know what a gag order is, a gag order is an order by the court, by the judge, where you cannot speak about what's happening. You cannot...
Right.
You can no longer threaten, you can no longer say... You can't say how you feel, okay? If you break a gag order again... It is against the law. If a judge orders a gag order, you go ahead and speak out anyway after being told you can't speak out. You can be arrested again. So,
right.
This whole thing with him going to court, you know, and the thing is, you know, he's fucking going to break that.
Oh yeah.
If there's a gag order on him, you know that man can't keep his mouth shut.
Oh yeah.
You know. And a thing that I'm reading a lot online, I don't know if you know terminology or not, but this is by the trolls and the maggots. They're saying our justice system is a two-tiered justice system. what that means is in their mind, their tiny little minds, is that there is one justice system for Democrats and another justice system for Republicans. No, people,
yeah.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. There's one justice system, period. But the thing is that it's not just the trolls and maggots that are saying it. It's some of the politicians saying it. Some of the Congress people, some of the senators are using that same verbiage to defend Donald Trump and to defend their party. So they're saying it's a two-tier justice, which means what's good for one isn't good for the other. That's totally wrong. We have one justice system in
right.
this country. It works. It works in every county, in every city, in every state, and across the country. There is one justice. Do not tell me that just because he's Donald Trump and the next president, that they're treating him differently than they would treat any other freaking criminal. That's just wrong on so many levels. So.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard that term?
Yeah,
have you heard
time.
That term before?
No, I haven't ever heard that term before.
Okay. Well, that's what they're saying. And some of these idiots are also asking the question, so why isn't the prosecutor for New York, Alvin Bragg, going after Hunter Biden? Well, duh.
Mm-hmm.
He's the prosecutor for New York.
Right.
For the country. As far as I know, Hunter Biden hasn't broken a law in New York City, in New York. You know.
Well, no.
That's been investigated, and they're saying that Hunter Biden actually hasn't broken any laws at all. All they found on his computer were naked pictures. You got dick pics on his computer, and that's it. You know, you can't prosecute somebody
yeah.
for dick pics, or, you know, half the men in America or more would be under arrest.
that would be so true. It really would. You know, you want to hear something funny, Paul? This is funny because I was thinking of you when I seen this. It says somebody posted a thing out on Facebook. It says Thursday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders comes out. I will end socialism in Arkansas. Friday, the tornado hit. Saturday, she says, I need federal assistance.
I know. I know that. And President Biden approved it. And, yeah, that's what she has said from the beginning. I won't use Washington's federal money, socialist money, for Arkansas. We will not use it here. And what happens when we have a tornado and massive damage? She has to call Washington
yep.
and grovel and say, we need monetary assistance. But what's your...
You'd almost think that they wouldn't even give it to her. I'm glad I'm not president because I'd be like, you know what? You were claiming you didn't want the fucking assistance. We're not going to give it to you. So you're going to have to handle it on your own. And then, you know, of course, she's going to come out and say, well, Joe Biden wouldn't give us the money. But obviously everybody knows that she doesn't want she doesn't want help. That's kind of like what our governor did when they had all these train derailments here in Ohio. They, you know, Governor DeSwine said, no, I don't want any assistance, and wanted to handle it himself, but then turned around and said that Joe Biden didn't offer any help, which he did offer help. It's just that DeSwine refused the help.
Just wine.
Yes, just wine.
Wine. That's what I call Sarah Huckleberry Slanders.
Yeah, the new names for the Republicans, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know something that I was going to bring up, and I didn't bring it up in the beginning of the show, which is kind of interesting. But everybody out there needs to pay attention to something real quick. You need to be paying attention to they're trying to end. They're doing it in 5 states. They're going to be doing it in more than just 5 states. It's going to be about 15 states, but they're ending Medicaid for these states, which means that their own state politicians, who are Republicans, by the way, are the ones who are wanting to get rid of Medicaid, which is funny because what will happen next? Who knows? They'll probably try to go after everything else. But they probably figured, Paula, that, hey, you know, the Joe Biden won't do it federally, so we're going to do it within our states, and we're going to start getting rid of all these programs. And I'm on Medicaid in Ohio, so if Ohio becomes one of them, you know, I'd be pretty much fucked, actually, because, you know, I wouldn't know what to do.
That's how you pay for your diabetes medicine, isn't it? Your insulin or
your medication. My diabetes medicine, blood pressure medicine, yeah. And when I had a heart attack, it's what paid for that.
Right. So what basically the Republican, and it's happening here in Arkansas now, let me put this past you. I think that they're not ending it for everyone. It probably won't end for me because I am a senior. I don't think it's for everyone. I think it's for people that they don't think need to be on. Like, they how do I want to put that? Basically, they're going to see whoever they think needs it or doesn't need it. So, in other words, somebody, like it's about to happen in Arkansas. It's happening this month in Arkansas, here in Arkansas. So, basically, if you live here in Arkansas with everything you've gone through with your diabetes and your heart attack and your blood pressure meds, because of your age, they would probably go fuck you.
Yeah, they'll end it.
Yeah. You would be in trouble here in Arkansas. I don't think I'll be one of those people because I'll be in trouble too.
Of course, you got to realize not yet. But what is their plans for the future? They may want to change things now and say, "Hell, what would happen if they said we're only going to give Medicare coverage and only to people who are 80 and above?" You know, that would
right.
be messed up.
Well, you know, and the thing is that Medicaid, I don't know, is Obamacare a form of Medicaid?
You know, it's funny you say that because I think at one time I did apply for it, and it is in a sense, but you have to still pay for it.
Okay.
But I think it's like maybe $76 a month or something like that. It goes on your income, based on your income. But it's not. But everything has to go through that, and it's a weird program. It's not a bad program. It does work pretty good. But if you're on strict Medicaid, then everything's covered, and you don't really have to pay for it. So
right.
That is the difference in it.
Okay. Well, what they did is they part of the COVID pandemic coverage that they increased the Medicaid because of COVID. So, of course, all the Republicans are saying COVID is over, but it's not. People are still getting sick and dying from COVID. As you know, you had it. And so I think what they're doing is they're ending the Medicaid that covered pandemic, you know, during the pandemic. But the thing is, in that process, they're also ending it for people like you. Not old enough to draw Medicare. But, again, I'll say, basically they're saying, fuck you. We don't care about your health. We don't care that you cannot afford your meds. We don't care if you die. That is the Republican point of view. These rich bastards that have enough money to pay full price for any doctor visit or surgery or medication that they need are looking at the poor people and going, fuck you. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care. They don't care about you and me. They just don't. Or any. I had a meme on my phone. It's gone now. I had a meme on my phone of Mitch McConnell. And at the top of the meme, it was just his, like, putting his shoulders up. And at the top of the meme, it said, Republican health care plan. And at the bottom, in great big letters, it said, die. That's a Republican health care plan. Die. Yeah. I mean, they don't care. And that goes back to the Democrats and what we were talking about with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, you said that, you know, the Biden administration should have denied her and let Arkansas take care of it on their own. But that's not Joe Biden. It's not a Democratic president. That's not how Democrats work. They look beyond the party, and they look at the heartbreak and the suffering and the damage that's been done from a natural disaster and hold out their hand and open their bank account and the federal, you know, whatever, wherever the money comes from for natural disaster, and say, here. We're going to help you. So, you know, it's like Michelle Obama saying, when they go low, we go high. And that's what Biden did in the situation with the tornadoes here. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Donald Trump is expected to hold a conference at Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Yep. And I read that. I heard that.
Hopefully they put him in jail.
The thing is, this is where he's going to break. If they put him under a gag order, this is where he's going to break that gag order.
Oh, yeah.
During that conference. You know, I'm to the point, I cannot understand why anybody supports this man. He has lied. He has cheated. He's cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He has stolen from children's care, cancer charity. He has stolen from retirees for his fake university, Trump University.
Yeah.
There's things throughout his life, his entire life, he has committed crimes. And never been stopped for it. When he stole from that children's charity, he funneled campaign people, in case you don't understand those. Carrie talked about this earlier. When you gain money for a campaign, if you're running for office, it can only, there are laws about this, it can only be used for your campaign while you're running. It's against the law to use it for anything else. So what he did in this Stormy Daniels thing was he used campaign money. He funneled campaign money to pay Stormy Daniels to have sex.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what it was used for outside of the campaign. The fact of the matter is he did use it for something else, whether it was sex or to buy a car or an airplane or whatever. It's against the law. And this is why he has been indicted.
Yep, that's exactly the reason why.
Right. Exactly. So, that's the CMT music on mute. And if that's Frampton, I'm not sure that's Peter Frampton, but if so, he's got a cane.
He has a cane?
Anyway. Yeah, I'm not sure it's Peter Frampton, but anyway. All right, okay, back. I'm sorry, I got distracted for a minute. So anyway, this is why he has been indicted. And for some fucking reason, all these maggots and Republicans and these Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Warren Boebert, all these, I mean, much many more, Lindsey Graham, for some damn reason, they think that even though he broke the law, just because he's a ex-president, that he shouldn't have to pay for his crime.
Right. Yep.
If it were you or me, and we had run for, say I had run for a state congressperson here in Arkansas, and I ran a campaign.
Yeah.
And I reached out and I asked for money from people. And then I used that campaign money to go buy a car, pay my rent, or buy campaign – well, no, not campaign signs. That wouldn't work. For anything personal, for a personal gain, I would be subject to arrest.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, big time.
I would be no different than what Donald Trump is right now.
Yep. Exactly. And, you know, that's why he's not above the law. People need to realize just because he's an ex-president doesn't mean that he's above the law. You know,
right. It
doesn't matter who you are. You break the law, you got to pay the price. It's not.
Right.
It's not about
politics.
And that's what they can. That's the only thing they can go on is saying, "Oh, this is a smear against Donald Trump because he's running in 2024, so it has to be that they're going against him because of that." No.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I saw a on Twitter. I should have sent it to you, because it's funnier than shit. There is an account on Twitter called ACYN. I don't know if it's initials or a nickname or what it is, but I followed him because he gets a lot of great information. Even Ron Filipowski follows him and shares some of his stuff. So what has happened is that... he shared a video and he put it together himself. He put it together himself, and it is of a bunch of people on news stations, whether it's reporters or the people they're interviewing. It's actually pretty funny because it's a montage of people saying, we've turned into a banana republic. And the reason they're saying we turned into a banana republic is because of the indictment of Trump. So they're calling us a banana republic because we're going after, because they're going after a criminal. It doesn't matter. You're like you said. it does not matter. It's not politics. This is not about the politics. Nothing.
No.
You know, and there's all the other crimes that Trump has committed in his life. You know, there was a woman who finally came out in her 30s and said that, you know, she was recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell for, you know, Einstein's girlfriend, who recruited her to go to a party. Hey, you want to go to a party? When she was 13 years old. And she has stated,
right,
and she was paid off. They say she was paid off and probably had to, she probably had to sign a gag order. She's probably scared for her life because she said that when she was 13 years old and went to this party, Trump was there. And Trump raped her and took her virginity.
Mm.
I mean, there's that. There's the fact that 20 women have come forward and said he assaulted them, got away with it his whole life. There was back in the 70s when, what was it called? It's when civil rights kicked in. When after civil rights, it's like you cannot refuse to rent to someone of color. And Trump owned condos with his, was it his dad or his uncle? I think it was his dad. He owned these condos. And even though there was this new federal law in effect that said you cannot deny, you cannot refuse entry into a home, like renting or purchasing a home from a person of color, because it's against the law, Trump told his manager of those condos to lie to anybody of color that came in and wanted to rent one of his condos or buy one of his, I guess it was rent one of his condos. And he got caught. That's another law he broke. That's another federal law he broke. And yet he didn't go to jail then either.
Damn. See, that's, it's so fucked up.
I mean, the fact after 9/11 that he said that Muslims were dancing in the street of New York after the planes hit the Twin Towers. No, they weren't. They weren't. The fact that four young black men were accused of raping a woman, only to find out later that they were illegally, they were arrested for nothing because somebody else, it was found that somebody else was the one who raped and killed a woman, and they were released. He still, even after they were found innocent and let go, he still accused them of being the culprits, being the perpetrators. I mean, the man is a monster.
Yeah.
he is a fucking monster. And just so
he is.
Just so everybody knows, when he was young, back in the 60s, I think it was when he was young, his attorney was a guy, was a Jewish guy named Roy Cohn. R-O-Y, and then his last name, he was Jewish attorney. Last name was C-O, I think H-E-N, like Michael Cohn, I think. I think that's how it's spelled. Anyway, that was Donald Trump's attorney. Roy Cohn was also an attorney for the mob and the mafia. He defended mob bosses and mafia leaders. And he taught Donald Trump that, and this is, you can see it in Donald Trump to this day. He taught Donald Trump that if they accuse you of something, you accuse them back. You never admit guilt. You never admit guilt, ever. And that's what this attorney for Donald Trump and the mob and the mafia taught him. And that's the way he's been his entire life. You know.
Wow.
And you want to hear the shit kicker of this?
What's that?
Roy Cohn, I believe that Roy Cohn got disbarred and died in poverty.
Really?
And the other shit kicker is that he was gay. You know, back in the 60s, 70s, that was, you kept it hidden. So.
Oh, yeah.
So he died in poverty.
Damn.
After all those
people
he defended. Yeah. Yep. So that's where, you know, they say that's where Donald Trump learned his life lessons. And not only did he learn them from Roy Cohn, but he learned them from Hitler. He kept he kept a copy of Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, on his nightstand and took lessons from
Hitler. What the hell?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Yep. He was a fanboy. He's a fanboy of Hitler.
Shit.
He liked Hitler.
No wonder he was fucked up.
Yeah, that's another place where he learned his life lessons. It's from Hitler. Yeah. You didn't know that, really?
Oh, my God. No, I did not know that, really.
Yeah.
But it makes sense the reason why he is the way he is, but...
Yeah, he's anti-Jewish, he's anti-Semitic, although his son-in-law is Jewish. He's racist. When was the rally that he had? Oh, the rally in Waco, Texas? That was held last week.
Oh, yeah.
He said, when he got up to speak, he said something about, we need babies. We need babies.
Huh.
This is an example where he learned from Hitler, okay? Because Hitler wanted to promote the white race. And the Nazis had a program. I don't know if you know about this or not. I read about this years ago. The Nazis had a program where they would pair blonde, blue-eyed men with blue-eyed women to procreate and produce babies. And some of the ancestors, it happened. There were babies produced by this pairing, Not married.
Damn.
Not married. Just making babies that were blonde and blue-eyed. And there are ancestors of these people still in the world. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this. I learned this, too. When I found this out, I was shocked. There are people in Mexico that are German.
Uh-huh.
They're actually German. If you ever look and see a Mexican that's blonde with blue eyes, they're more than likely German. They're more than likely German that came from this program that the Nazis had. Because a lot of Nazis moved to Mexico, Central America, and South America after World War II when they went after Hitler, when they lost the war.
But yeah.
They moved across the world into the Hispanic states, the Latino countries. So if you ever see a blonde, blue-eyed Mexican, they're more than likely German Mexican.
Really?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, there's a guy I dated off and on for 10 years, and I don't speak to him anymore. He's the one that called me on, that lives here locally, was raised here. He was adopted into a Marlton, Arkansas, where I live. I live in Marlton, Arkansas. He was adopted along with his twin brother into an Arkansas Catholic family. The man is actually gorgeous. He's tried to get back with me a couple of times in the past year, and I won't have anything to do with him anymore because he's a Trump supporter and because he screwed me over. Dated me off and on for 10 years, disappear, and all of a sudden I find out he's married to somebody else. Blonde, beautiful blue eyes. Come to find out, he was born in Mexico. His parents died in a car wreck when he and his twin were little. And
oh my God!
And he was brought here to Marlton and adopted into a local Catholic family here in town. Blonde, blue-eyed, freckles, the whole nine yards. You cannot tell me that man is not German.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah. So that's what the Nazis did. So when Donald Trump says, babies, we need babies, basically, he's doing what Hitler and the Nazis did. Let's make those babies and make them Republican. Let's ban abortion. Make those little white, blue-eyed, blonde-headed babies, you know, so they can grow up be Republicans. Which is what the Nazis did. It is sick. It's really sick. It's
That's crazy. That's why they don't want
That's why they don't want the races mixing. They don't want the Republicans, the racist Republicans. They don't want a black person and a white person making babies and poisoning the race.
Yeah.
makes sense
this
now.
This is
kind
of like what these. Yeah, it does. It's like what I, you know, these guys call in here all the time. These white supremacists, these white nationalists. They call them. They all say the same thing. They're like, oh yeah, we don't like, you know, like these black people, and then women have to be a superior, you know, they can't be a, so women are not a superior race. They have to do what the man tells them to do. And so all that makes sense when you say that, because that's just amazing. When you were saying all this, I keep thinking about that one caller we had the one time who is really a white supremacist, but he says he's a white nationalist. And he was talking about how, you know, he's,
same thing.
But he was talking about blonde-headed kids, and he was like, oh, yeah, blonde-headed kids are the true race of a white race. And he was talking about these blue-eyed kids. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I mean, but that explains it.
And another thing about this guy I dated off and on for 10 years, he speaks fluent Spanish. And he's a cowboy, a cowboy trucker, and he wears this great big curled cowboy mustache. If you ever see him once, you'll recognize him again because of his mustache and his white cowboy hat. Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
He's got that kind of mustache. Yep. Yep. I mean, he's very handsome. I'll admit, he's very handsome.
So, yeah.
You have a collect call from a federal correctional facility. Do you accept the charges?
There's Trump. Trump trying to call again. Trump, why are you calling?
You have a collect call from a federal correctional facility. Do you accept the charges?
No, we do not. Fuck you, Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, so the man has committed crimes his entire life and never, ever went to prison for him. Never got indicted. You know, like in the case of the children's charity that he stole from, that he used funds. He funneled the money from a children's center. Who does this? He funneled money from a children's cancer charity into his own bank account. Who the fuck does that? How cruel can you be? How cruel can you be? Also,
yeah, I mean, that's for sure.
Also, plus the fake Trump University. People have this image of him being a great real estate mogul, right? When actually he has failed on multiple levels and had to file bankruptcy. But he started a fake university called Trump University, where it was said that he would teach people how to, like, deal with real estate, whether it was buying homes, flipping them, you know, different ways of doing it. And what he did, there were people, I remember this one student that he had who was an elderly retired person. Had a life savings. He put his life savings into Trump University and was taught nothing. They had teachers, but these, you know, I remember reading an interview with one of these supposed teachers who had no clue what he was doing. He was just a proxy teacher to, you know, babble talk and pretend he knew what he was talking about. And all it was a way to steal life savings from retirees. he had to end up paying that people back on that one too. And they ended the university. I can't remember if that was New York or Florida or what state that had. I think it was New York too. He's made a lot of crimes in New York. So why he wasn't put in prison then either? Why he wasn't indicted then either? I don't understand. Don't understand this. Why has he not already spent time in prison for all the crimes he's committed?
Yeah, I agree. I do not understand that. I mean, why is he walking around freely? He should not be walking around freely. The man should have been locked up a long time ago.
Exactly. And yet these people, you know, like Lindsey Graham, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, you know, all these other people. I mean, I see it online, one right after the other, blah, 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 all these people. Why are they defending him? He's the ex-president? Why are they defending him?
Well, and in their eyes, Paula, they think he's the president. Because if you ever listen to them talk, they all say, the president, the president. They always consider him as the president. Not Joe Biden is the president. He's the president.
Right. But, you know, look at him now. He's, what, 71, 72 years old? And it's taken
and he's
this
a lard.
Long? Yes. It's taken this long to finally indict the motherfucker?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, this is a long time, man, to be, you know, allowing him to get away with everything. And the thing is, he loves it. He's getting excited because he's pushing the buttons of everybody. And he's doing it, and I don't understand. He's throwing it in their faces, and they just let him do it. And I don't know why. He should be in jail.
Right. I wish, well, actually, I wish he was dead. That's what I wish. I wish he was dead. I know you're not supposed to.
It's hard to kill off evil.
Apparently. I mean, he's definitely the devil's minion. If there was ever somebody on the face of the earth besides Hitler and Kim Jong-un and who else can I think of? The Italian leader.
I cannot remember his
Italian
damn name of it.
I can't either.
Yeah.
But you know that he was
Mussolini?
A fascist. Mussolini. That's it. Mussolini. Do you know that Mussolini
yeah.
What the people did? You know what the people did to Mussolini?
What's that?
They strung him up and hung him in the street. They put his body on display in the streets of, I don't know if it was Rome or what city it was in, but I saw a picture of it, and the man was dead as a doornail, bloody, hung by his feet. They hung him by his feet.
Hmm.
Yeah, Trump is in the same line with all these fascist, communist, Nazis leaders. I mean, and then there's the leaders in the Middle East. What's the one we killed?
Osama bin Laden.
There's Osama bin Laden. Yeah, I was thinking of him, but what's the guy that was in?
Hussein?
Yes, Hussein. That's the one I'm thinking of. Yep. We actually
had him. Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein. Yep. We pulled him out of a... He was hiding in a well. I think it was a well in the ground with a cover on it.
We will never go again to Saddam. I remember when George Bush was saying that. Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, Trump is. He belongs in a grave alongside them. I mean,
yes, he does.
These people defend the indefensible. You cannot defend the indefensible. You cannot defend an evil person. How do you do that? Who does that?
Well, no, you can't. I don't know how somebody could defend that, especially, well, the people who defend Trump are about as messed up as he is. It's only going to get worse. And I think it's funny listening to the Republicans think that Donald Trump's indictment is actually helping him to get elected as president in 2024. That is the funniest shit that I've ever heard.
I know, right? By the way, my ex-governor, Asa Hutchinson, threw his hat in the ring for the 2024 election, either today or yesterday. And I put a meme on my page. You have to remember, this man signed a bill for one of the strictest abortion laws in the country. And one of the strictest abortion laws in the country. I believe he signed, I can't remember everything he signed. I put it on my page. I'm not looking at it right now. He comes off as soft-spoken and intelligent, and he comes off saner than most of the Republicans. When in fact, he's still MAGA. He's still the worst of the worst. So I want everybody to remember that when you say, whoa, okay, so Asa Hutchinson is a conservative. I like the way he speaks and the way he talks and his attitude and his personality. And I want you to remember how he fucked over Arkansas people.
Yeah.
He's
by the way, you got a caller. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
You do. You have a call. You want to go on? You want to take one of these calls for you?
Sure.
All right. Let's take one. We'll start off at the bottom. No, I'm going to start off with this number here first. Area code 307.
Good evening.
Hello.
How is everyone this evening?
Doing good. How are you,
doing
buddy?
Just fine.
You know, I'm doing well. I just wanted to make a comment of how fucking asinine you guys sound. Like, you know, you make Trump be like he is some dictating. You know, you're comparing him to Saddam Hussein. It there's really no comparison. Like, of course, this is going to help his reelection. Do you not realize that between Wednesday to Friday, his campaign generated $5 million fucking dollars of donations, and half of those are not people who've ever donated. No. Actually, I'd really like to talk about this. Like, I'd like to have a debate about this.
So you want to provide some conspiracy theories and defend the indefensible.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. My father was a senator. My father was a member of the House of Representatives. My father was good friends with John F. Kennedy. And you can fact check on that.
Okay.
I don't care.
I would really like to have a civilized debate with you.
If you're going to spread conspiracy theories, if you're going to spread conspiracy theories and defend an evil man, we don't need you here.
Well, to rebuttal that, you know, defending conspiracy theories, what about, you know, the entire, Russia bullshit? I mean, it was all fake. It was a conspiracy theorist that people, like, hung on to for months, and it became unfounded. It was proven.
What are you talking about with Russia? What do you mean?
Literally, though, like, I got to say this. Like, you know, people really need to open up their minds. I fucking carry around a teacup chihuahua and a $10,000 Hermes Birkin bag, and I'm a fucking Republican, and I'm respected by my Republican peers. Like, I just don't understand why you need to make, you know, Republicans out to be, like, some sort of monsters.
Did you know that Jerry is a Republican? Did you know Jerry used to be a Republican? Did you know Jerry
used to be a Republican?
I did not. This is first time caller, first time listener. I was listening a little bit, and that's why I had to call in. I just feel like the hate that you spew and the misinformation you spew really needs to be addressed.
Well, it's not a hate. It's what it is. What you see what's happening with the Republican Party. That's what they do. I have a question. Did you ever donate to his campaign? Did you donate to the wall by chance when you had a chance to donate to his wall to get built?
I actually first started supporting President Trump when he came down the golden escalators in Trump Tower. And I was living in Los Angeles. I lost a lot of friends over it. But I stand by my decision. I know that the economy was better.
Yeah.
We had a person in office that didn't need a teleprompter. You know, he was a loose cannon. I mean, yeah, you know, he said a lot of shit. None of it racist. Maybe not politically correct, but, you know, political correctness is what's killing this fucking world right now.
Right, I have to agree with you. I thought he did a great job. I thought he did a great job when, you know, he thought that he could handle COVID, and you know, millions of people died under his watch. So, yeah, I thought he did a great job with that.
But at the end of the day, to rebuttal that, we also have to take into effect that, you know, I will say he wasn't trying to cause a panic, but with all this false information out there, we have, you know, things coming out about the vaccine causing all these different, you know, reactions and things like that. The vaccine was not anything that would stop anybody from getting COVID. It was, I mean, you could still pass it on. I mean, you could still die from it even being vaccinated. You know, at the end of the day, I'm glad that there was, you know, some sort of comfort and somebody telling us, you know, you don't have to worry. And here in Wyoming, you know, I was working on cruise ships in Europe right before the pandemic broke out. I was due to go back to Europe in February, and then everything kind of happened and transpired. But, you know, here in Wyoming, everything was business as usual. We continued our lives, and, you know, it never really got bad. I mean, but you see these large populated areas like New York City and LA, of course there's going to be higher numbers. But at the same time, you know, we're also not controlling the fact that we have, you know, uprise of homeless, and we're not, you know, paying any sort of respect or attention to Americans that are homeless, but we're allowing an influx of immigrants from, you know, south of the border, and we're putting them up in $500 a night hotel rooms in New York City. And
where did you say you live? Wyoming?
Wyoming, yes.
Okay. You know,
Donald Trump, but real quick, Donald Trump I really appreciate that Donald Trump was telling people to, you know, use disinfectant to put underneath the skin. I mean, that's the kind of shit this guy was spewing off. That's not medical anything. That's just like a fucking joke to our country. I mean, he was... I don't know. That's what I see in the guy.
Our current president doesn't know, you know, what day it is or, you know, who people are. I mean, he called out trying to recognize somebody at an event that was fucking dead. I mean, so, yeah, everybody has their gas. I mean, you know, we're all fucking human at the end of the day. But, You know, I got to
tell you what I did the night Trump came down the golden escalator.
And it was actually during the day, sir, but continue.
No, it was at night. And I was
I watched the live press conference.
Excuse me, don't manipulate the facts. May I speak? It was
please,
at night.
Please.
Because I remember it was dark outside. The night that he came down the golden escalator, I puked. I had to run to my kitchen sink and puked. I'm a sensitive. I am a someone with a sixth sense. And the night that when he came down, the second he got in front of that microphone and started speaking, I felt like I'd been hit in my gut with a fist and had to get up and run to my kitchen sink and puke, telling me that this man was evil, that this was bad. Nobody can tell me that my intuitive reaction was fake. I literally puked in my kitchen sink because I couldn't get to my bathroom fast enough. My kitchen was closer.
Well, I mean,
you're defending, that's
how you feel. I'm also an empath, and the gift runs in my family.
Oh, give me a break.
And
if you were an empath, you would have had the same reaction. Give me a fucking break.
As an empath,
Jerry is also the same way. My best friend, who was brought up in South Carolina by a Ku Klux Klan father, who has voted for Republican all her life, but is also sensitive, had the same reaction. She knew that he was evil. God sense about them, with any sixth sense about them at all, knew it was wrong. So don't give me that crap.
I would like to say one thing. I did fact check, and this is coming from a news source that you would appreciate, NBC News. They broke the story that Donald Trump announced his presidential bid at 4:16 Eastern Standard Time on June 16, 2015. It was not at night. You're living in an alternate reality, and your derangement syndrome was prompted. It's very evident.
I was looking out my window, and it was dark.
Well, maybe you saw a replay, because I watched it live. I was in my 22nd floor penthouse in downtown Los Angeles, and I watched that shit live. And Trump has always very good family.
Can I ask you something? And you'll not be offended.
No.
Are you gay?
You know, I just wonder, why does my sexuality have anything to do with my views or anything like that? That's something that's private to people. I mean, that's nobody's business. You know, I'm not out there fucking. Excuse me. Would you let me finish? I'm asexual.
Most
as
Republicans do hide it.
I'm asexual. Are you kidding me? I fucking have an Instagram with 25,000 followers, and I post myself fucking carrying around a chihuahua thousands of dollars worth of designer fucking handbags. It's pretty much on display.
Ooh.
And people can think what they want. They can assume what they want. But my political views and who I lay with at night are two totally separate things. And who I lay with at night has nothing to do with you, and it's not your business. I mean, and look at, you know, what the Democratic Party is doing right now, pushing, you know, this trans trend movement. I mean, it's truly actually, like, the non-binary movement has done nothing but decimate that part of the actual transgender community with people who actually suffer from gender dysphoria and not autoimmunophilia, like that character, you know, Dylan Mulvaney or whatever his name is. You know, it's why does it have to be about, you know, what you know, your sexuality
Dylan
or what
is
color
a her.
You are? Why can't we just be Americans? Why can't we just all be friends?
If you had any sensibilities about you, you would know that the Republican Party, and I'm in Arkansas, where my new governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is signing bills right and left to make the LGBTQ and trans community and asexual community and whatever is different from the norm, she's signing bills to put them into oblivion. And so are
these bills going through the legislature are really concerning, you know, transgender care for minors. I mean, we should not be chemically castrating minors. I'm married to a fucking man, for God's sake. I have a fucking 15-carat aquamarine on my fucking ring finger.
This is so fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
They want to.
How is this fucked up?
Especially in Wyoming, they are probably going to try to make you disappear into oblivion, and yet you keep voting for the same party.
Oh, really? Like, you know, that whole fake fucking news story about Matthew Shepard? I mean, at the end of the day, they didn't fucking kill him because he was gay. They killed him because it was a bad fucking meth deal. And anybody that actually lives in Wyoming knows that.
Jerry, I'm done with this.
I just wanted to know if this was George Santos. I thought maybe it might be. You know, I mean,
no, definitely not George.
A couple times.
I don't know who that is. To be honest with you.
You don't know who George Santos is?
I mean, and you have my phone number.
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be a provocateur. I'm telling you exactly my thoughts and my feelings.
If you don't know who George Santos is, you are oblivious to what's going on in the world.
It was a fucking joke. I'm not – of course I know who fucking George Santos is, the drag queen from New York. Do you think I'm that uneducated and, you know, that unaware?
Yeah,
it was a joke.
You made yourself sound that way.
Well, it's called sarcasm.
You know, I have gay friends here. I have lesbian friends here in Arkansas.
And you're not?
I'm not.
You're not not a homosexual?
I am an ally and a friend to my gay and lesbian friends. I am.
So let me get this straight. You assume something about me, but you know I can't assume this about you, especially with that voice. You sound like nanny. You sound like Fran Drescher, which is more gay.
So what?
So you make assumptions about me. Well, you know,
Jerry knows my ex-husband.
Wait, are you a woman? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay, Jerry, I'm done.
Yeah, I think
I'm picturing
him walking this girl walking around with a Louis Vuitton purse and his fucking dog in his hand. This guy's a fucking idiot. And then to think that, you know, he comes on here and that's what he's doing, Paula. He's trying to rally you up. But the problem is the guy obviously is trying to boast that he has these Instagram followers and he's got all kinds of money and he's this and he's,
I don't care.
You know,
I,
he wants to
matter.
Prep him up. And if he is truly gay, you're fucking stupid to be voting for fucking Republicans who are trying to take away gay rights. You know, I mean, they think what you're doing is an abomination to God. So think about that.
Yeah. I shared a link to a video to a trans person, but not a trans person. It's an intersex person, or the old word used to be hermaphrodite, okay, like your brother. This person looks like a effeminate male, okay? Red hair, glasses. Guess what? They were born with, and I use they because I'm not going to call this person a he or a she because they are not a he or a she. They are both. So I'm going to say they.
Mm-hmm.
They were born with one ovary and one testes, one ball, okay, one cojone, and not thinking that they could get pregnant, they had sex and got pregnant. When I hear these fucking idiots go, there's only a male and a female. God didn't make anybody else but a male and a, or a female. You're fucking stupid, ignorant assholes.
Oh, my God.
You have no idea what you're talking about. I have a second cousin that was born that way, both male and female. Was raised as a female, but from her size and the sound of her voice, which is a deep bass, booming voice, should have been raised as a male. She lived her life as a female in the same home with her parents, taking care of her parents for her entire life until they passed away. Then still lived in the same house that she took care of her parents in, died alone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear this bullshit about there's only males or there's only females. God didn't make anything else. Yes, he did.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just floors me that this person supports, you know.
Yes.
Well, if he's gay, good for him and everything, but to be a Republican and go against, I mean, that's what they're doing. He's voting for people that will go against people who are gay.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of fucked up, really, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I just don't understand that, so, you know.
I don't either. I don't know how any gay, trans, asexual person, they could ever vote for the Republicans because they're trying to erase them. It's just mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. It's very mind-boggling. I don't...
And I understand... I understand that I sound kind of a male. My voice is raspy. I'm a lifelong smoker. I drink. And so, yeah, my vocal cords have developed into this raspy-sounding, deeper voice. But I'm straight as an arrow. I don't have to defend myself.
Yeah,
so.
You know, he's got issues. He really does. This guy has issues.
In Wyoming. In Wyoming.
I mean,
this is
in Wyoming of all
is,
places. I mean, it's...
it's a very Republican state. It's a very, you know, redneck Republican state. And how anybody could live there and still call themselves asexual, married to a man, is beyond me. Do we have any more phone calls or emails?
Well, here's something I want to make a point to that person, too, since he lives in Wyoming. Your state, Wyoming, they wanted to pass Senate File 117, prohibits schools from teaching kindergarten through third grade students about sexual orientation, gender identity. This is just one of those bills. They were trying to pass multiple bills against the LGBTQ community where they are saying don't say gay, which is the version of what they want to do, is they can't say don't say gay advances to the Senate floor, kind of following what Florida's doing. One of them is Don't Say Gay Bill dies in the House, by the way, because they don't want, did not want this. But the LGBT rights in Wyoming is being attacked by a lot of the Republicans in Wyoming. So I want you to think about that for a minute and say that you support your Republicans when you are saying you're gay and you have a husband and they're trying to take away your rights. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Freaking unbelievable. You know. It reminds me of what's going on here in Arkansas, too, because Sarah Huckleberry Sanders is trying to be the Ron DeSantis of Arkansas. Same thing going on here. You know.
Yeah, it's weird. This whole thing's weird. Let's take in this other call. I know that this might be, I think this might be Killa. He's been on here since the show started. So I just want to see if it's him. Because I haven't heard from him in a while. Is this Khalil? Is this you, brother?
Hey,
how's
it going,
Khalil?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been enjoying your radio show for a long time.
I know.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, buddy.
The things I wanted to say.
We love
is,
you. We
thank
love
you.
You.
I love you too. One of the things
thank
I wanted
you.
To say is he the guy that denied with Matthew Shepard, my first statement is he's just giving these people more of an excuse to continue to do things to gay people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's against his own kind. It's against his own kind. How do you do that?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, how can you support that? I don't get
how
that.
How can you support that and be a gay or asexual man, as he called himself? Asexual. You know, that's a term that I... asexual means that you are both sexes. So maybe what he's saying is that he is bisexual.
That might be it.
I mean,
What floored me is he said that he promotes purses or handbags, and on Instagram. And by the way, he does do this, and I looked him up by the way while we were talking, and he goes by the name of Danny Dior. Danny Dior. He is a he promotes handbags. And he has a little chihuahua. Yeah, and he carries around a little chihuahua. So he is the male equivalent to Paris Hilton.
Oh, my. That's what I was thinking while he was saying that. Yeah. I was thinking that.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed is also the people who are using the children, women and their children against the bathroom thing, transgender restrooms. They don't actually give a damn about the women or the children. They're against children's rights and they're against women's rights, which makes me angry how they try to use them to go against a transgender group.
So maybe he has mommy issues.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. I mean, and again, I cannot believe he supports a party that wants to do away with gay and lesbian and the LGBTQ community, and he's trying to support these people who want to eliminate him being gay because he's evil. They think you're evil, dude.
Yep. They think, you know, the Republican Party these days call themselves ultra-conservative Christians. And, you know, anything that is sexual is against, they find themselves against anything sexual. When in the Bible, there are pornographic passages in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
I read some of them the other night. Should I look them up? I got some memes on my phone.
Yeah, I know you always keep the memes at least.
Yeah, I'm trying to find them. I don't see very well, so I may have a hard time. I'm scrolling through, trying to find them. Okay, here we go. Ezekiel 23:20. There she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys, and whose emission was like that of horses. That is Ezekiel 23:20. Genesis 19:8. This is Genesis. Look, I have two daughters, virgin. This is modern day. This is put in modern English. Look, I have two daughters, virgins, both of them. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But do nothing to them, to these men, because they have come under the shelter of my roof. In other words, go rape my daughters. It's okay with me.
Yeah.
Genesis, another Genesis, 19:31-35. Then the firstborn said to the younger, these are girls, these are daughters. Then the firstborn said to the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come into us after the manner of the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and let us lie with him, that we may preserve our family through our father.
Ooh, yeah.
And yet these conservative Christians try to make it so pure and so conservative, and God forbid you bring up sex in relation to the Republican Party. I mean, and so there was a guy, I think, I can't remember what state he's in, but because all these states are banning books on sexual orientation, having to do with the teaching of sex ed or alleviating fears in gay children, there's a guy somewhere, I can't remember what state he lives in, who did the about play and asked for the Bible to be removed from the school library, from the library, because it's so full of pornographic passages. I mean, fair play is fair play.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, God made us, you know, this is the thing with me. God made us into sexual beings. He gave us genitals, not just to procreate, but to enjoy ourselves. Okay? If women were supposed to enjoy sex, why the fuck did he give us a clitoris?
Exactly. That is true. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a good point. You know.
Yeah.
You know, something else is going to bring up real quick, this guy bringing up that we were trying to put the Republicans, Donald Trump, as a dictator. Well, it's fact. That's what he wants to do, is dictate what people do. So, you know, it's not to be a president. He wants exactly – let me just explain to that dude if he's still listening – that he wants a military parade in his honor. He wanted the same thing as Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. He wanted them to bow to him as a military honor. That's what a dictator does.
Absolutely. Yep. So, are we coming to the end, or do we have time for more?
We're actually getting close to the very end of the show, which I'm glad that I could get Kel-El on here. Kel-El, I wanted to tell you something real quick, buddy, that I found some literature on secrets of the Secret Service, and I shared it with Paula because I wanted her to see it too. And it's really interesting stuff. It really is. It's pretty interesting because it goes into depth about a lot of different stuff, their tactics and stuff like that. And I thought about you when I seen it, so I was like, this is the best way to try to figure it out. But there's like a whole bunch of stuff in here, literature-wise. I'll have to somehow get if you can email me, just email me at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. I will send it to you.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Jerry Williams what?
Jerry, says Jerry Williams Live, LIVE, at gmail.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then I'll send it to you so you can look at it. Because it's got a lot of interesting stuff in there.
Make sure you tell him who you are.
Make sure you say this is Kal-El.
Yep.
Because I get a lot of emails from, a lot of idiotic our biggest fans, which are MAGA fans, that like to email us.
Kal-El, how do you spell your name?
K-H-A-L-I-L.
Okay, so that's a Middle Eastern name. Are you Middle Eastern? That's a Middle Eastern name.
I'm African American.
You're not Middle Eastern?
Uh-uh.
Interesting.
Is it African American?
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody must have really liked, because his family must have really liked that name, you know. Was you named after anybody?
Nope. My mom liked that name because it meant either friend or a king or something like that.
Oh. Well, it's a really nice name.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it.
Thank
too.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I was,
yes, sir.
I was married to a Middle Eastern man for 14 years, so that's why I asked. I recognize the name. Yeah.
I could tell. I was like, this is a. Yeah, every time I hear the name, I always think of Superman, because Superman's name is what was his name? It was
Clark
now
Kent.
I got it all fucked up. It's
Clark
Kent. Well, no, Superman himself.
Oh,
so, yeah, he went to, so when Superman was Superman, his name was Kal-El or something like that.
That's true.
And
mm-hmm.
so,
that's true.
So I think of your name there, buddy.
Thank you.
It's like having the Superman. So if we end up losing you, make sure you email me, man, because the show's about ready to end here soon. So if you email me, I'll send you that, brother. And then, and we lost him. He went bye-bye.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's all right. The show is almost over, so I'll let you end it up, and then we'll close up the show.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. even when you have a differing opinion, because your differing opinion and your conspiracy theories and your propaganda gives us a chance to correct the inaccuracy of your statement. So we appreciate you for that. With that being said, I like to these days include this. If you're listening in Russia, we know you can't say anything. You cannot act out. You cannot talk to your friends or neighbors about it. But the world sees that your leader, Vladimir Putin, is lying to you about the war in Ukraine. He's calling these people Nazis. They are not Nazis. They are not. He's lying through his teeth. So we want you to know this for your own benefit and use your own mind and your own heart to decide what you feel inside. Anyway, with that also being said, Assalamu alaikum, which is Arabic for may peace be with you. We love you. Good night, everybody.
All right, everybody. That's it. We're going to have a good night. And I am off of here myself because I have to get up in the morning for cardiac rehab. I get to start it tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that early in the morning. That's going to be fun. And so I have a long day ahead of me. It's probably about an hour long that I have to do cardiac rehab, but I'm going to have to start doing it 3 days a week. It's going to be fun. So I'm going to be a hamster on a hamster wheel. All right, well, let's go ahead and end up the show. If something crazy happens on Tuesday with Donald Trump and the court case, we will break in here with breaking news, like always, and let everybody know that this guy that called in, this guy, he, she, it, they, whatever she, the person wants to be called, Louis Vuitton, with a Chihuahua, Mrs. Paris Hilton, we'll just call him Mr. Paris Hilton, how about that? We're going to play this song for you. This is for you, Danny Dior. Here it is.
It's time to dispel that stereotype through a lavish musical number. Hit it, Joshua! It's impossible, you say, to be Republican and gay. But baby, like Virginia Slims, we've come a long, long way. It once was thought to be a fairy meant voting for Bill or Terry, but not today. We're red and we're gay. Jeff and Paul like hot pectorals and good old-fashioned Christian morals. Hey, 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 hey. We're red and we're gay.
Our loafers are light, but we still vote for the right. It's true, we can't win, but we support the fan. We like each other's butts and big old spending cuts.
We like to pack fudge and heat.
Big long guns with ivory handles go well with my scented candles, yay, N-R-A. Let's take a spa day.
Your skin looks so toned, now spritz with fancy cologne. These pants make you slim, U.S. defense we won't trim. Have a pastry or two, we'll get a trainer for you.
Have you met Hot Andrew?
Ava Longoria is a client and a close personal friend.
Oh, it's fun to do things our way. Don't take our word. Ask Ernie, Bert, or Manet.
We're red and we're gay. 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 We're red and we're gay.
lucky girl. She got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy. You know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gon' need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. You can wish me back it up.